Ramsey TV.
What does human willpower and bathtub water have in common? Neither one has the power to save. What does human willpower and a turnip have in common? Neither one has the power to save. What does human willpower and a can of Raid roach killer have in common? Neither one can save. One more, let me see. What does human willpower and a chocolate-covered raisin have in common? Neither one is able to save. So there's yesterday in a nutshell, just tying up loose ends here. This is Martin Zender coming to you from Greenwich, Ohio. This used to be my bedroom. It's strange being in the old farmhouse. It's strange being in this town, period. I'm enjoying spending time with my son here, but I'm not a rural guy. I mean, I love rural people. I'm not better than anybody, but I'm just more of a suburb guy, more of a city guy. Like I said, it's just a preference. That's all it is. But you know, I adapted myself to this countryside for how many years? 25 years. In fact, before I start the lesson today, I'm going to show you out the window here. You can get a taste of Greenwich, Ohio here. Let me see. Where's a good window here? Is this a good window? Oh, yeah. This might do it. All right. Check this out, people. Let me see if this is a functional. Oh, look at this. Let me turn it around here for you. There you go. Well, the sun's out. Actually makes it kind of nice. There's the old barn. Oh, yes, I remember it well, the barn. What does human willpower and a paint-chipped barn have in common? Neither one can save. It's actually quite beautiful because the sun happens to be out. This is the magic hour in the evening. There's a dairy farm across the way. And when the wind's from the east, believe you me, with 200 head of dairy cows over there, the odor is quite odoriferous, and I lived with that for 25 long years. But anyway, I love raising my kids here. It's a great place to raise kids. Let's talk about God's will versus his intention, or some would call it God's hidden will. I mean, God's revealed will versus his secret will. Many people, most people don't understand this. And so they think that God is at odds with himself. I'll give you the best example on this, I think, is the commandment, thou shalt not commit murder. Okay, that's obviously what God wants, or what he doesn't want. He doesn't want people to commit murder. So that's his, what you would call his revealed will. Don't kill anybody. But his secret intention, his hidden will, which he did not reveal to anyone when he gave the commandment, is that the murder of his son would provide the salvation of the world. How about that? The murder of his son. Oh, I like the decorations here. Some nice flowers here. See, look at this. They're not real. The murder of God's son would be the salvation of the world. Did God intend for that to happen, or did it just happen because they were disobedient people who disobeyed God, and God said,
I wish they would have obeyed my law. But since they didn't and they killed my son, I'm gonna have to make some lemonade out of this lemon. So let's see, what can I do? What can I do? Oh, I know! I'll make my son's death the means of saving the world!
No, that would be an afterthought based on something that God did not foresee and did not want to happen. But we know that the lamb was slain from before the disruption of the world. This means it was God's intention for the Jews to break his will. I'll say that again. It was God's intention for the Jews to break God's law, to go against his revealed will. Once you know that God does this all the time, all sorts of heretofore mysterious passages in Scripture will make sense. For instance, the Garden of Eden, that's the other biggest one. God told them not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You can eat from all the other trees. What does human willpower and a pine tree have in common? Yes, you know the answer to that. So that was God's revealed will. Don't want you to eat that. But his hidden intention was for them to eat it. He put the tree in the middle of the garden, did not put razor wire around it, failed to put razor wire around it. He didn't fail to, he didn't want to. Sent the serpent, the most cunning creature in the garden, to seduce Eve, and the game was on. And of course, we know that Adam became the type of Christ.
Oh no, Adam fell, didn't plan that. I'm gonna have to, what should I do? Let's see, well, this is giving me the idea that maybe I'll have a second Adam to undo what this first Adam stupidly, disastrously did.
No, it was planned from the get-go. God wanted Adam and Eve to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Wanted them to, but he presented it as don't do this, because he needed it to be an offense, you see. He needed it to be an offense. And so he set up the law for it to be broken. Don't get too shocked at that. Romans 5:20, the law came so that the transgressions would increase. Romans 5:20. I didn't write it. When I first saw it, I thought it was a misprint. The law came so that the transgressions would increase, not decrease. Paul's talking about the law of Moses there, but this applies to the one law in the Garden of Eden, which is don't eat from that tree over there. Okay, you can eat from the apple tree, the orange tree, the fig tree, the pomegranate tree. Do pomegranates grow on trees? Oh, good. Okay, good. So just don't eat from that tree. And yet it was his intention for them to do that. Moses going to Egypt. Tell Pharaoh to let my people go. That was God's will, his revealed will. But his secret intention, which he whispered to Moses, was that he wanted Pharaoh to resist his will so that his intention could be fulfilled. And in fact, before Moses went to Egypt, God told him, but Pharaoh will harden his heart because I will harden Pharaoh's heart. Therefore, he will not let the people go so that there will be this great exodus, this wonderful thing to remember. And so that's exactly what happened. So it's all a setup. And back in our early days as believers, I suppose all of us were a bit juvenile, and we looked at these things and we didn't understand God, how sophisticated God is, and that this seems kind of tricky. But again, as I said concerning Adam, God needed this to be an offense. He needed Adam to feel remorse, to feel bad, because why would God want people to feel bad? That's so mean. No, because the remorse would prepare Adam's heart and soul, and Eve as well, for salvation. How do you plant stuff? You first, you harrow the field. Is that the right word, harrow? I'm not the farmer type. I know you dig a furrow, but do they harrow the field, don't they? Yeah, I got one right out here on this other window. Maybe I can show you this, and we can see if this field has been harrowed yet. It's harrowing, but I don't know. Let me see. Let me see here. Oh, look at that sky. Wow. Dang. I am impressed by this view. This is quite nice. There's my mailbox. That was my mailbox for 25 years right there. There is a farm contraption of some kind in a field. Look at this. Wow. Not bad. Not bad for a field full of cow poop. Oh, what does a pile of cow poop? What does a pile of cow poop and human willpower have in common? Neither one can say. So, you know, you can look a lot of places in the scripture, you will find this principle. I call it God's will versus his intention. You could call it God's revealed will, what he says he wants, and his hidden will, that is, what he really wants. But before he gets what he really wants, he needs people to go against his revealed will so that they will feel bad. They will beat their breast and feel bad. Stay with me. So that their hearts, again, will be harrowed and the ground will be plowed so that then the soil will be fit to receive the seed of the life of God.